But he retained an interest in the controversies, including when they were really sometimes quite unpleasant or even very unpleasant. And more than once he said to me, I need to hear it. And quite a few times there were things I did not want to read to him. And I said, Bhante, do you want to hear it? And he would say, yes, I need to hear the criticisms. I personally did not like doing that, but I did it and he heard it. I, as part of the Adhisthana Kula, I was often in conversation with Bhante about what we were discussing. And as soon as he was better after coming out of hospital, I wanted we would not publish anything behind his back. I just felt I couldn't do it, and I couldn't do it for us in the order. So I used to ask him, Bhante, this is what we're planning to write. And sometimes we're writing about Bhante's unskillfulness. And I read him those things and we talked about those things. I have to say that Bhante accepted the language of unskillfulness. And he himself, with his statement, he used the term confession. He called it a confession. But we had conversations, I would say, were not that easy for him or for me. But they were important, and I'm very glad that we had them. The most recent one was, it was a bit tricky actually, because just 2 or 3 weeks before he died, the Adhisthana Kula, after about a year and a half's delay, it took a long time, had completed a piece of work which was answering all the questions that we knew of that were still hanging in the sense that had not been definitively addressed. And that included questions about what happened at Padmaloka. Yeah, there were a lot of rumors and there were a lot of allegations. And it took us until about a month ago to conclude all that research and to answer a lot more questions, which are actually now online. And before we published it, I read all those questions and answers to Bhante. So this is only 6-7 weeks ago. And Bhante found it difficult to understand why we were still answering these questions. I explained that it's because it's taken us a long time to answer some of these questions. And we think it's very important because we don't want these same questions to come back again and again in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time. We want to draw a line. Bhante was genuinely, I think he really did find it quite difficult to understand why. Because he thought it had been dealt with, and also because Bhante had been getting in the last year or two primarily so much gratitude, so much appreciation. And as one of his secretaries, I often had the good fortune to read these things to him. And of course, people would go and see him, they would express it. Okay, so I explained why, so he could understand it. Maybe he did understand it then. He said something like, it's quite strange, people I don't know hearing about all this. So what this shows is that, like any of us, it was not really very pleasant for Bhante to go through all of that. At the same time, he needed to. And at least to some extent, he was responsible. To some extent, he was responsible. The extent of the trawling over it, those are the times we live in, and that is other people's mental states. But then that is samsara, isn't it? So he accepted it fully, and he felt he needed to know. So even with the frequently asked questions, you know, some questions, do you want to hear this? Yes, I want to hear it.